Yo, mic check 1, 2. What's going on? Is this thing on? I hope it is. If not, I'm going any goddamn way. Y'all know what it is, man. Y'all are now tapped into another episode of the Low End Theory Season 2. Right back on your ass. I'm your host, Stay Fresh JF. Y'all already know that. I ain't gotta tell y'all, man. If y'all been following the season, like I damn sure hope that you are, then y'all already know what episode it is. I ain't really gotta go through the superlatives. Y'all know what's happening. Right back at you with another episode. And this joint, man, I definitely said it at the end of our last episode, man. I really wanted to hit the rewind button and revisit an album that I feel like is definitely resonating with people. Definitely, you know, has a foothold, you know, among people who are tapped in. But, you know, probably should get a little bit more love with, you know, just generally speaking. You know what I mean? Just, you know, I think there's certain artists that, you know, and of course, the person I'm talking about is K Camp. The album that I'm talking about is Kiss 5. You know, so let me not even dance around that, right? I definitely said that I wanted to hit the rewind button and show this Kiss 5 album some love. And, you know, of course, I'm tapped in with the socials, just like I'm sure that a lot of the people that, you know, that tap in with my show, you know, are tapped into the socials. So y'all know what it is, right? And a few people that I follow, you know, really cemented what I already knew, right? In my mind, as soon as I heard this record, I'm like, yo, this shit is, yo, every song on here is like worthy of being charted. And it probably is, to be honest with you. I don't know how these charts work anymore, man, because it's most likely not even based on a sound scan, right? But with that being said, yo, it's a weird sort of thing, especially with K Camp, because he's a man, super dope artist, super dope, you know what I mean, melodically. And of course, I'm going to get into exactly what it was about the album that I specifically loved. But from what I saw from other people was what it apparently is what we shared, right? And that he slept on. But he shouldn't be slept on, because these songs are fucking fire. Like, these songs are crazy. Every single one of these records are crazy. It's a 15-track album. And of course, on the last episode, you know, I made comment about, you know, longer albums. You know, 10 to 12 is preferable, especially in the climate that we're in, where people are coming and going. You never really have time to really sit too long with any one body of work, which is a curse. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, you know, what a blessing is with that, because, you know, there was a time where artists would make one album and, you know, you just sat with that for a year, 2 years, 3 years. You know, Justin Timberlake is one of those type of artists that, you know, he's not going to give you 2-3 albums, you know, in a 4-year span. You're going to get one album, sit with that shit for, you know, however long until he feels inspired again to go into the studio with Timberland. And then you're going to get a whole other, you know, classic record. But, a little bit longer, a little bit on the longer side, 15 tracks, but it didn't necessarily, to me, in my judgment, it didn't feel like a 15-track album. It felt like it was just right. You know what I mean? And not to sound, not to come off like a fanboy. I don't even know what that shit means, to be honest with you, fanboying. Well, I kind of do know what it means, but if we're speaking critically about something, you know what I mean? I think, you know, if I like something, I like it. If I don't like it, I don't like it. That's really what it comes down to be honest. So, you know, y'all got to excuse me if I'm coming off as a fanboy. But, yeah, it didn't feel like a 15-track album. It felt to me like it was just right. You know what I mean? The way that it was executively produced, I felt like it was perfect. Every track was exactly where it should have been. Every feature didn't feel forced. You know what I mean? Those collaborations really felt like, yo, those should have, yeah, these collabs should happen. You know what I mean? Like, these collabs don't feel like it was like a manager call. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't feel like a managerial manipulation. It really just felt like, yo, like, nah, it makes sense. You know, if you listen to his discography, then, you know, a Wale feature doesn't seem out of place. A Ari Lennox feature doesn't really seem out of place. Now, what was funny as hell to me, and we're definitely going to get into that a little bit later, was the Fabo from D4L feature. That shit was hilarious. But what's even more funny to me is the fact that Fabo killed his verse. Like, yo, stop playing, bro. Like, yo, Fabo murdered his. He caught a body on that verse. Hilarious. But let's talk about K Camp a little bit more, right? I couldn't say that I'm a super fan of him. I definitely was aware of K Camp. You know what I mean? And every time I heard K Camp, it was like, yo, that was solid. Yeah, I fuck with that. That was dope. So with that said, I feel like my man makes music that's relevant to now, but he doesn't chase a sound. Like, it doesn't feel forced. Like, he's like trying to chase a specific demographic. It doesn't feel like he's trying to chase, you know what I mean, any sonic sort of trends or waves or nothing. Like, nah, he's an artist that just so happens to make this type of music. And to me, it sounds like it feels timeless to me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I can listen to this record right now, and if I want to, you know, if I got nostalgic in about 10 years, you know, I can hit the rewind button and be like, yo, who's an artist that sort of encapsulates that time, but you know what I mean, like 2012 to 2020 type of feel, you know what I mean? And I feel like K-Camp is a perfect candidate for that. But, you know, with that said, it doesn't feel like he's making music specifically for now, that he's just an artist and that's his artistry, you know what I mean? And it feels dope, it feels good. So, you know, with that being said, man, yeah, man, I kind of feel like his reach should be a little bit further than what I really feel like it is, you know what I mean? Like, and what I mean by that is, you know, and of course every artist can't be, you know, another artist, like, you know what I mean? Future, it's kind of unfair to compare, you know what I mean, K-Camp to Future or K-Camp to, you know, Roddy Ricch or any other artist that's sort of like, is he a rapper? Is he a singer? Is he a, you know what I mean? Is he a crooner? I don't know what it is. It's just good music. That's really what it is. It's just damn good music. I kind of feel like you got to throw K-Camp in that group, in that bunch. You know what I'm saying? When you mention Future, when you mention Roddy Ricch, who's another like melodic sort of like sing-songy, like, shit, even Drake, like, you know what I mean? Is a melodic sort of rapper. Like, you know what I mean? Artists who have a keen grip on that type of feel for creation is like, yo, nah, you got something, like, you know what I mean? And you got to stick with that. So with that said, like, yeah, man, I really feel like, you know, people should really tap in with this. Like, you know what I mean? Cause as of right now, and not to exclude anybody, you know what I mean? But I kind of feel like real niggas only kind of fuck with K-Camp. You know what I'm saying? Like real niggas only that are like tapped in on a certain level fuck with K-Camp and give him the type of respect that I feel like, you know, he's deserving of. So let's get into it, man. That's you know, that's how I feel about him as an artist. That's how I feel about his music. And, you know, yeah, it is what it is. You know what I mean? Type of feel. But let's get into it, man. Like the track list and what's interesting about this project to me, man, it was hard for me to find a record that I didn't like. You know what I'm saying? Like, of course, and anybody that's been following me for however long that you've been following me, you know that I'm a purist at heart. But I definitely give chances to, you know, what I feel like is momentary music or what's the way to put it? Novelty music. You know what I mean? Music that's made for now, right? And, but I, you know, to the contrary, I kind of felt like, yo, this shit was, it was hard for me to find a record that I didn't like, regardless of whether I thought it was like the illest lyrical, you know what I'm saying, exercise of all time. Like, you know what I mean? Sometimes it ain't really all about that. You know what I mean? You just want to hear some shit that just sounds good. It feels good, right? It's like feel good music. So first record, Regret, dope, wavy, on some real chill shit. Like, you know what I mean? It didn't come across like, yo, this is the illest shit that the streets needed. Nah, bro. Nah, none of that. You know what I mean? It was super wavy. Like, it's vibe music. Like, you know what I mean? It's mood music to me. Which is why it's mood music, but then it's also like, yo, if you got, you know, a certain situation, like you and the homies is over just kicking it, chilling, sipping a little something, smoking a little something, you know, and you want to invite some girls over and y'all just want to chill. This is a perfect vibe for that type of, you know what I mean? For a kickback sort of vibe. And you can let this shit play all the way through. Fall in Love, another one of them joints. Tat It Up. Stop It. That record is so wavy, at least to me. You know what I mean? And Fabo catches a whole body on that joint. Hilarious. Cause I'm like, yo, where the fuck did he dig up Fabo? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, where did he find that man? Hilarious, yo. And Fabo catches a body. Definitely adds to the song. Like when I saw the feature, I was like, word? Okay. Alright, let me see where this goes. Puts it on, fire. And shit, it's probably one of my favorite joints on the album, to be honest with you. The joint with Wale was wavy. It was cool. Definitely cool. Ice Cold, another one of them joints is hard. Another one of them joints, pause. That joint is just dope. What's on your mind? He definitely hit some notes in there. I'm like, all right, Nate Dogg, I see you, baby. Like, you know what I'm saying? K-Camp is one of them dudes, man. You reach out to him for a hook, stop it. Forget about it. It's going to be out of here. Or at least it should be, in my mind. You know what I'm saying? I would actually love to hear Camp on a track with Bryson. Maybe that might be a little bit of a stretch, but you know what I mean? I think that would be dope, man. That would be super dope to hear K-Camp and Bryson on the same record. You know what I'm saying? Maybe Jeremiah. I don't know. I don't want to get into my executive producer bag, but you know what I mean? When shit start flowing, bruh, you just got to let that shit flow. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, back at the track listing. Where we at right now? Rude Boy. Definitely dope. Definitely dope. You know what I mean? For the island folks. You know what I'm saying? Nice little ode to the island people them. You know what I mean? Black Men Don't Cheat with Ari and Tink and Black. Speaking of executive producing, like, yo, who's putting these collabs together, yo? This album needs more love, yo. I feel like this shit needs so much more love than what it's getting, man. But real niggas know. Real niggas know. So if you know, you know. You know what I'm saying? Like Push say, man. Oh, and happy belated to Pusha T too, by the way. I think his B-Day was like yesterday. Yeah, so if you know, you know, right? Black Men Don't Cheat. That's an anthem, bruh. That's an anthem, bruh. Black Men Don't Cheat. I know my lady's probably gonna be mad as hell. But no, we don't cheat, man. We don't. Top 10, hard. Every record on here. Shit, he got a record with Jeremiah. Look at that. One More Time with Jeremiah on there. And the compositions on this joint are dope too, man. Like, I really wish, again, man, you know what I mean? I think I might have touched on it on the West Side Gun episode, right? Where I was saying, man, I really wish we had access to know who these producers are. Because like tags are one thing, but like to have the like tangible, being able to read it, you know what I mean? Like to have it like legibly right there in front of you, man, that's a whole other level. And you know what I mean? I think that gives us access as consumers to know, like, yo, I need to follow this cat. You know, I need to follow this producer. Like, you know what I mean? Because yo, every single one of these tracks is dope. So yeah, man, K-Camp, Kiss 5. I don't know if he has like another 4 parts to this series, but if so, somebody put me on. Let me know. You know what I'm saying? Somebody put me on. Let me know, because I will definitely do my homework and listen to all 4 of them joints. Because I'm, you know, again, like, you know what I mean? I rock with K-Camp, but I haven't followed him closely enough to really, really say whether, you know, his entire discography, you know what I'm saying, matches this one. But I know for damn sure that Kiss 5 is a home run. That shit is out of the park. Like, forget about it. You know what I mean? 100%. And I don't even know, you know what I mean, what his deal situation is. And, you know, that's all superfluous type of shit. But, you know what I mean, if there's a roster of artists that all are like this, I need in on that. I need to know what else is going on there. You know what I mean? So that's the thing, man, with K-Camp. If you haven't heard Kiss 5, definitely check in with that one. It's been out for a few weeks now, and it's definitely been the soundtrack to, you know, my comings and goings. You know what I mean? It's been the soundtrack to a few of my errand runs. You know what I'm saying? Moving around, picking up groceries, doing whatever that I'm, you know what I mean, it is that I'm doing for however long I do it. But yo, if you haven't heard it, definitely tap in. If you have heard it, then yeah, man, show that joint some love. Post that joint wherever that you might post it, and revisit it, man. Let it, you know, be what it is to you, what it's been for me for the past few weeks. And yeah, man, that's about it, man. You know, I'm not gonna hold y'all for too long. I just had to, you know, say my piece about it, and hopefully y'all feel the same way. If you don't feel the same way, that's cool. Let me know however that you're feeling. Follow me at StayFreshJF. That's on Instagram, on Twitter, on Snapchat, and all that good stuff, man. So until then, bro, until we talk the next time. And if it is anywhere near 12, then that means the future project dropped. And the next time we talk, it is definitely going to be about that future record. So until then, man, y'all be safe. Make sure you keep your hands, keep your nose and your asses clean. You know what I'm saying? Because cleanliness is next to godliness, man. And until we talk the next time, man, y'all stay up. Y'all stay safe. Love, love life. This is the Low End Theory. I'ma holla. Peace.